Hugh Thompson was 24 years old when he set his helicopter down next to a ditch filled with the bodies of women and children. They'd been shot by American soldiers led by Lieutenant William Calley. 34 years later, at a bar in a hotel near the site of the massacre, after planting trees at the Peace Park, Thompson remembered leaning out of the helicopter that day and asking one of Calley's men to call a medic to help the wounded civilians. The soldier responded that all he could do to help is to put them out of their misery.
I told the guy, it was a lieutenant, a sergeant standing there, I said, oh, come on, quit joking around, damn it, you know, how about helping them out? I said, okay, sir, we'll take care of it. So we take off, hear machine gun fire going off, and about that time, Glenn Angerotta, who was my crew chief that day on the left side, he just, you know, said, like, my God, they're firing into the ditch. And it all kind of snapped then.
Soon after that, as Thompson's helicopter circled the village, he saw Calley's men walking toward a group of villagers hiding in a bunker.
And then a scary thought came through my mind about, isn't this what the dadgone Germans did in World War II?
Certain that the massacre was not over yet, Thompson set his helicopter down near the bunker and ordered his crew to train their weapons on their fellow American soldiers, while he coaxed the frightened villagers into the helicopter and flew them to safety.
I was prepared to kill them if they wanted to kill anybody else. This wasn't war. It was not war. These were renegades and Mustangs disguised in green uniforms, which dishonors and hurts everybody who did their job honorably. Civilians in war should not be slaughtered or murdered.
Thompson believed deeply that being a soldier was an honorable occupation, but he was vilified as unpatriotic by fellow soldiers and almost court-martialed for interfering in the My Lai operation. Madison, Vietnam veteran Mike Baim coordinates the Quakers' My Lai Peace Park project.
You know, dead animals were thrown on his doorstep. He was shunned by his co-pilots. He was getting death threats. At the very same time, Lieutenant Calley, who led the massacre at My Lai, was sentenced to in-house arrest, and when he was finally sentenced to life in prison, the outcry by the American people was so great that it allowed Nixon to step in and basically commute his sentence. So if you look at the reactions to these two men, who do the American people really think is a hero?
While testimony from Thompson and Larry Colburn, who was Thompson's gunner on the helicopter that day, helped to convict Lieutenant William Calley, it wasn't until 30 years after the massacre, in 1998, that the military reluctantly gave Thompson and Colburn medals for their bravery at My Lai. The citation reads, "For heroism that exemplifies the highest standards of personal courage and ethical conduct, reflecting distinct credit on these two men and on the United States Army." Since receiving the medal, Thompson has spoken to new cadets at U.S. military academies every year about their obligation to protect civilians. And his actions are now included in military manuals as an example of the right thing to do. 10 days after receiving the medal, Thompson and Colburn flew to Vietnam to join Mike Baim at the Peace Park to mark the 30th anniversary of the massacre by meeting with two women who they had helped fly to safety. Baim says Thompson has been both an inspiration and an avid supporter of the Madison Quaker projects near My Lai that include primary schools and micro-loan funds for poor women.
His actions saved the lives of countless people in My Lai, and what we're doing is actually saving the lives of people there also. People are still dying from the results of what happened during the war and from the poverty that still exists. And so in a way, he was torn when he was in Vietnam because he was really happy to see the help being given the people there, but he still had the old memories haunting him. So I would say what we're doing has been inspired by Hugh Thompson and that we are following in his footsteps.
Hugh Thompson died of cancer last Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Lafayette, Louisiana. His funeral takes place today. His family have asked in lieu of flowers that donations in his honor be made to the Madison Friends Peace Park Project in My Lai, Vietnam. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.